May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 726. Christ, whose glory fills the skies, Christ, the true, the only light, Son of righteousness, arise, triumph o'er the shades of night. Day spring from on high be near, Day star in my heart appear. 726.
Thank you. Let us read from the Word of God in the book of Ecclesiastes, reading the last chapter, chapter 12, and also reading the first chapter in the Song of Solomon. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, and the Song of Solomon, chapter 1. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun, or the light, or the moon, or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bear themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened, and the doors shall be shut in the streets, when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Also when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Wherever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel be broken at the cistern, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, all is vanity. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed, and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. The words of the wise are as goads, and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. And further, by these, my son, be admonished. Of making many books there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. The Song of Solomon, chapter 1. The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. Because of the savour of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth. Therefore do the virgins love thee. Draw me, we will run after thee. The king hath brought me into his chambers. we will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will remember thy love more than wine. The upright love thee. I am black but comely, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents of Kedar, as the curtains of Solomon. Look not upon me because I am black, because the sun hath looked upon me. My mother's children were angry with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyards, but mine own vineyard have they not kept. Have I not kept? Tell me, O thou whom my soul loveth, where thou feedest, where thou makest thy flock to rest at noon. For why should I be as one that turneth aside by the flocks of thy companions? If thou know not, O thou fairest among women, go thy way forth by the footsteps of the flock, and feed thy kids by the shepherd's tents. I have compared thee, O my love, to a company of horses in Pharaoh's chariots. Thy cheeks are comely with rows of jewels, thy neck with chains of gold. We will make thee borders of gold with studs of silver. While the king sitteth at his table, my spikenard sendeth forth the smell thereof. A bundle of myrrh is my well-beloved unto me. He shall lie all night betwixt my breasts. My beloved is unto me as a cluster of camphor in the vineyards of Engedi. Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thou hast dove's eyes. Behold, thou art fair, my beloved. Yea, pleasant. Whosoever bed is green. The beams of our house are cedar, and our rafters of fir. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he help us in prayer. O thou most holy, great and eternal Lord God, O thou great God Jehovah, O if we believe we understand what we've read, Lord, through thy teaching, where one wrote and put into song, thy love is better than wine. O thou holy God, O great God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we venture to call upon thee now. We come, Lord, pleading the precious name of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Oh, we beg, Lord, we might feel that wonderful favour of access to thee, O God, who holy art. Oh, may we ever be mindful of what we are, poor sinners of the dust and of the day. And thou art that great God sitting on the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers. Oh, we beg we might come reverently and in filial fear before thee, Lord. Thou hast spared our unworthy lives. Thou hast not cut us off and cast us away. We have favoured to come and gather together on praying ground. Oh, we trust that those of us here we desire to acknowledge thy love to meet among them now, before his gracious feet about thou vilest of them all. We feel our sin, Lord. We feel our shortcomings. We feel, Lord, oh, we feel grief at times. We feel it now. We are the sinners that we personally are feeling this hope. Such a sinner. We confess it, Lord. Oh, we beg, Lord, today, and as has been prayed, we might know that favour of thee looking upon us in mercy. Oh, that we might know that favour of hope, that blessed favour of coming to thee and finding through thy love and mercy that thou dost accept us in thy beloved Son. We are unworthy of the least of thy notice, Lord. Oh, what we need to know afresh is the wonderful favour of forgiveness of sins, pardon of sin. If sin be pardoned, I'm secure, one said. Oh, Lord, how we would beg for this personally and for our friends. Oh, we plead the precious blood that did for sin atone. Oh, we plead, Lord, thus thou wilt in mercy look upon us. Oh, favour us here this day. We thank thee for the favour, the privilege, Lord, to gather around thy word with those here, dear friends who we love in thy name. Thou hast met with us here, Lord. Thou hast come in past days and past occasions. Thou hast favoured us. There are those here who witness it, Lord. Oh, our longing desire and prayer is, Lord, that thou wilt come today and make a blessed witness by the Holy Spirit that thou art in the midst. Oh, may there be such a witness, Lord, felt. May the dear Holy Spirit come and bear witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. Oh, there are those here who do need to have these questions, solemn questions that arise within them, put out of question. And oh, we believe the only way this can be is by the Holy Spirit taking of the things of Jesus and revealing them unto us. Oh, whether we be young or middle-aged or old, thou knowest what is needed in each one. Do suit a blessing to each soul, Lord. Each soul thou hast, by thy grace, quickened and made alive. Thou knowest these living souls need food. They need feeding, they need all what thou hast to give. And as they are made to feel more and more the malady of their sin and guilt, the treachery of their wicked hearts, oh, how we feel more and more to thee that which thou hast done to know our interest in it. We need food for our souls. We need to be blessed to partake of thee, to feed upon thee, to feed upon the precious word of truth, to feed upon thee by faith the Paschal Lamb. Oh Lord, thou knowest what is needed in each soul, regarding each case. Do suit thy blessing to each case, Lord. And if there are those here, Lord, who do not have a case, do not have a need, do not know any spiritual exercise, if there are those here still dead in trespasses and sins, O Lord, O may thy purpose, thy work appear. O could it please thee, Lord, we know. We are sure of it, Lord, thou wilt quicken thy dead elect. O make such manifest according to thy will that they are among those loved of thee. O we know through our own experiences, Lord, in the early days of experience, we do not understand it's so mysterious, it's such a solemn experience. But, O Lord, thy way is to convict and convince of sin, then to lead to Jesus' blood in thy time. Oh, we believe it is for the most part so. But Lord, we know thou art able to work in any particular way according to thy holy sovereign will. But Lord, we beg for any in the darkness of nature, that thy work may appear in them, Lord. Thy work may appear unto thy servants, Lord. Oh, that there might be as thy servants come and preach the everlasting gospel here, Lord, and thou dost favour our friends with thy dear servants coming. And there are those who we much esteem in thy holy name and acknowledge as our fellow labourers. We pray that thy wonderful working may be manifest. The word preached, applied, oh, there might be that evidence of it, Lord, through sinners being able to testify of what the Lord has done for my soul. Lord, as we look on, some of us, toward those carrying them in love who we are burdened for, or when through our own experience we can witness, we can detect thy work appearing, this brings holy joy. We thank thee for those evidences, Lord, that we have known up and down across the land. And even in recent days, Lord, when thou hast constrained by thy love some of thy dear sheep to follow thee. Or whether they be young or middle-aged or older, Lord, in thy time, thou dost bring them, draw them by thy love. And there have been those, Lord, who are so enabled. We acknowledge regarding one younger friend from our friends here, who it filled us with holy joy to have it made known to us, Lord. Oh, we do pray thus. There might be that favour more and more now of thy work appearing unto thy servants. Lord, as we have read, we know, Lord, in the context of Ecclesiastes, the exhortation to remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth and further on. Oh, Lord, as the chapter comes to conclusion, as the book, as the dear preacher, Lord, finishes his words, how important to acknowledge thy commandments. But our great trouble is, Lord, we have broken them all. But oh, may we be blessed to, by faith, behold thee and believe in thee who has kept the whole law of God, made it honourable on thy people's behalf. May we know the secret, Lord, of that favour known in and through thee. And Lord, then do grant us gracious exercise to keep thy new commandments. Oh, how thou didst speak them, Lord. How thou didst so in love command, requiring thy sheep to follow thee. Oh, those that have much forgiven will love much. Much is required. Oh, Lord, we pray. May we each lay to heart these realities of the perfect purpose and will of God. Oh, that we may be in that favour, in that secret, walking in obedience, living by faith upon the Lord, our God, our Saviour, our dear Redeemer, He who has gone before. Oh, thou hast said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish. Oh, when we think of thy great gift, the gift of the Father, of thee, the dear Holy Son of God, to come to the earth. Oh, the great gift, the gift of gifts appears to show that God is love. Oh, may it appear more and more to us. May we be favoured, melted, O humble Lord, fall into the ground, amazed at thy goodness. Weep into the praise of the mercy we have. So grant it, Lord. O Lord, we are aware of that there may be those walking in darkness who have no light. But Lord, thy word, thy exhortation, let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. These characters who are troubled at their dark state, their far off condition. The reality is there is still life in evidence. Because otherwise they wouldn't feel it. Otherwise they wouldn't know anything of it. Oh Lord, do shine. Like as we've sung, oh pierce the gloom of sin and grief. Fill these souls, fill me radiant seed divine, scatter all my unbelief. Day spring from on high, be near, day star in my heart appear. Oh, thou knowest, Lord, how we've been getting up early to see the sun rising. Oh, Lord, we bless thee for those things we've experienced, witnessing the glory of the sun rising in the earth, rising in the skies, in the heavens, Lord, and shining forth over the landscape. But, oh, Lord, so much more, so much higher. Oh, when thou dost arise with healing in thy wings, Lord. This is what thy people need. Thou knowest perfectly their need, Lord. We beg of thee, it may be thy purpose today to so come. Shine, Lord Jesus, shine. And then I can feel sweetness in salvation's plan. And as a sinner plead for grace through Christ, the sinner's hiding place. Oh, bless souls here this day, Lord. Our desire, our prayer is, Lord, that thou would do it, that thou mightest get to thyself much honour and glory this day. Those here and in the hills of Zion, we remember our own friends back home in the reading service this morning, and thy servant engaged to come to them this afternoon. Favour them, Lord. Oh, thou knowest how. Exercise our burden for them. And the many little hills of Zion, oh, may thy blessed presence be known. May thy favour be felt. May thy love be experienced by the blessed favour of the Spirit testifying of Christ. O Lord, bless thy servants, use them in thy name. We acknowledge thy sending forth the labourers into the harvest of the younger men in the minister of the gospel sent out recently, Lord, those we think of and pray for, Lord. We bless thee that thou hast not left us in our part of Zion, our beloved denomination. Oh, may we feel much thankfulness. May we be exercised of thy glory. May we examine ourselves regarding everything that grieves thee. May we be favoured, Lord, to seek to have those things by pureness, by knowledge. Oh, by thy favour, Lord. Oh, that we might be truly made as those virgins. We also read of eunuchs. Lord, thou knowest we desire to have no other lover. Oh, Lord, may we be truly exercised to know we are married to thee, the Lord, the Lamb. Oh, Lord, thou knowest how the apostles spoke of it, how the apostles had espoused the people to one husband, even Christ. Oh, Lord, oh, we have to confess other lords have our dominion over us. But, oh, we beg, Lord, that we might be saved from this treachery, from this folly, this falling, and we may have the blessedness of the favour of walking with thee. Oh, will we not walk with God? Oh, help us, bless us, favour us, bless thy people. Feed them also, lift them up forever. O Lord, do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build there the walls of Jerusalem. Bless thy people here. Oh, thou knowest there is some of us who come and labour here. We feel love to them much. And we do feel, Lord, that they are a people needing a shepherd, needing an under-shepherd. Oh, Lord, we are going on fast toward the grave. But are there from among, according to thy will, there may be one of those younger men recently sent out even, that thou hast appointed. Oh Lord, it may be thou wilt raise up one from among them, a prophet from among them. Lord, thou knowest. Thou knowest all thy will. We pray, Lord, thou wilt in thy time grant them a loving pastor after thine own heart, to come in and out among them week by week, to be used of thee to feed them with knowledge and understanding, to lead them to Christ. Oh, to preach the wonders of redeeming love week by week among them. Oh, Lord, our heart of love is toward them with desire for this, that thou wilt favour them, Lord, that thou wilt so bless them. Lord, oh, we beg thee, hear us for these important things. Oh, hear us, Lord, thou knowest how daily it is a great burden to us to pray for our country. Thou knowest, Lord, how we are so feeling sadness at this time, that, Lord, things have gone like they have in that way. The government of our land have been so left in an awful way to make another law, now almost on the statute, Lord, almost, Lord, brought completely through. Lord, thou knowest, we tremble before thee, having to acknowledge that in judgments thou art leaving us to ourselves, in England, our homeland. Oh, may thy people deeply lay it to heart. Stir us up, Lord, oh, to real exercise, to pray more earnestly for our country, and also to witness in our professions. Oh, to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Oh, Lord, we have failed. We have come so short. We have not let our light shine before men. We have not, Lord, done what we should have done. We have sinned with many sins of omission. Lord, thou knowest. We feel it much. Oh, Lord, we beg in wrath still, remember mercy for the sake of thy remnant, for the sake of those yet that thou must call by sovereign grace, for the sake of the dear young people. Thou knowest how it is in our heart so much to pray for the dear young people, the children and young people growing up in our families, in our churches, Lord, and many, many more, Lord, thou knowest, as we try to pray that thou wilt bring in others according to thy will. Oh, the world that lieth in wickedness is so much more and more going on toward destruction. We are going along with it. But we hope we are by grace not of the world. Oh, but Lord, thou knowest our burden for young souls. Oh, that thou wouldst cause them in their young and tender days to realise and know and feel the seriousness of their state and condition. The fact they possess a never dying soul. The fact that they are fast going on in this life toward the judgment day, eternity and death. Death and eternity. Oh, the grave, and then after death the judgment. Oh, Lord, prepare us. Prepare my soul for that great day. Wash me in the Saviour's blood. Take my sins away. May this be their prayer and the prayer of many, and the young people in their time, to seek earnestly thy face, Lord, hear us for all these things. Oh, we beg, begging the pardon of our every sin for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 798. Faith in Jesus can repel the darts of sin and death. Faith gives victory over hell, but who can give us faith? Hope in Christ the soul revives, supports the spirit when they droop. Hope celestial comfort gives, but who can give us hope? 798.
As the Lord may help me, friends, I would direct you to the Song of Solomon, chapter 1, and the verses 2 and 3. The Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. Because of the savour of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth. Therefore do the virgins love thee. Let him kiss me. Him, the Son of God, the Saviour, the dear Redeemer, him who has, we hope. Are you raised to a hope? Is it with you you desire this? Because God has raised you to a hope. You hope in God's mercy. You hope he has come to save you. Oh, how we think of it now. How the word is sung at Christmas time. Our wonderful lover has bought us with blood. Oh, friend, is he such a wonderful lover to you? Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. For thy love is better than wine. I believe there are two particular specifics of understanding we need to acknowledge in this second verse. The expressed desire and prayer, as the dear wise man was given it of the Holy Spirit to write, here it is an express desire and prayer. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. And the second part of the verse, for thy love is better than wine. I believe we should consider that as the child of God, any soul whom God is dealing with, teaching, making them to know their need. They are favoured in some measure, and they should, it is right, they should acknowledge thy love, the love of God Jehovah, the love of the Father, the love of the Son, the love of the Holy Spirit. These three are one. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and Holy Ghost to save our souls, are all concerned. So I believe if we understand it like that, and God leads us, exercises us by his Spirit, you know, we will be, if we are in need the Lord would do for us what we feel to need, even today. Your desire, your prayer, your need will be, let him kiss me. Because as one of the hymn writers speaks of it, he says, how God has got a special way of making love divinely known. It's the contact of heaven. It's the Lord coming down. It's the Lord in great mercy coming to his own, his children, to do in them and for them, to favour them to know and feel, to receive from him what they need to know and taste his love. Let him kiss me. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. For thy love is better than wine. We have been much led of late, sweetly to ponder, to meditate upon this blessed Song of Solomon. In our favour of coming to 50 years, remembering 50 years kept together, oh, I believe I could say, and I believe we could say together, as we read in the second chapter here, my beloved is mine, and I am his. And relating to our natural relationship of being married, we trust by God, a marriage is made in heaven. How do you feel regarding you, your favour in that, you that are in the holy estate of matrimony, that we greatly value and want to keep as God has instituted it. Can you say, my beloved is mine? The dear wife, say, I am his. The dear husband, she is mine. In the sixth chapter, it's put the other way round, friends. In the sixth chapter of the song, I am my beloved's. My beloved is mine. You know, if the natural marriage is good, there will be no other lovers. Oh, the great sadness that comes when there's another lover. But you think of the highest sense of this, the reality of this, of Christ and his church. The great sadness is, the great solemnity is that God's children have to be brought to confession of the fact that there are other lovers. And the reality of it is that God must deal with his people. He must deal with them in love and mercy to save them from going after other lovers. We read of the statement of the wonderful purpose and will of God for his church. There shall be one Lord, one baptism, one God and Father of all, one Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, no other lover is allowed to the child of God. Friends, do you lay these things to heart? Do you, like we read in that last verse of last chapter of Ecclesiastes, even you young people, is it a solemn concern to you? Because you have to admit, you have to feel it, you have to feel such guilt that there are other lovers coming in. There are other lords, and you need to be saved from them. Oh, this is your need, this is your concern. And I believe this, as the Lord makes you feel it. He is concerned. He is in love concerned for thy case. He will deal with thee in mercy. He will deal with thee in love, and his holy love and faithfulness is such. He will deal with his people as with sons. He will deal with them to cause them to so be espoused and drawn by the cause of a man, even the Son of God himself. This is what is under this, in the reality of how the exercise is given. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. And I believe the child of God will acknowledge in confession, I don't deserve it. I feel so much I've grieved him. But oh, the only hope I have is that he will come again. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. And I hope I do know, for thy love is better than wine, because of what I have already experienced. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. You know, it's perfectly wholesome and good that those who love each other shall embrace each other, shall kiss each other, where it is wholesome and good and pure in the order of it. But oh, think of it spiritually. Oh, what you need. You need this kiss of love from the Son of God. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Oh, how we read further on in the song, thy mouth is most sweet. Thou art altogether lovely. And how also the spouse can testify to the daughters of Jerusalem. This is my beloved. This is my friend, O ye daughters of Jerusalem. That is when the spouse feels the closeness, the presence of her beloved. And that's what some here want. That's what some of you desire. That's what you feel great need of. The Lord to come again. The Lord to draw near. The Lord to hear your poor cry. You may feel your prayers are so poor, so broken. You can only claim them to be as groanings perhaps. But, oh friends, our Lord is in heaven. He is on the mercy seat. He is at the right hand of the Father. He ever liveth to make intercession for his people. And oh, as we are given real feeling need worked in us by the Spirit. And as we have to go to the Lord Jesus, my soul's compelled to flee from all its wrath and curse to thee. And he is so precious. He is the one thing needful. Oh, you can echo this. Jesus is the one thing needful. I without him perish must. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Oh, friends, if we are led to consider as we live now in gospel days, how wonderful it was with these Old Testament saints. We know Solomon was the wisest man, but he was a sinner, as we read a record of it later on, relating to later on in the pathway of his life. And you know, oh, how he needed it, just like we, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. For thy love is better than wine. Oh, you do need it. The reality, if your case, if you're truly exercised by the Spirit, is you do need this. This is more important than anything else in your life, anything else of your needs. You may have great needs in other ways, but nothing is as important as this if you are being exercised by the Holy Spirit regarding your soul's salvation, regarding your eternal standing, regarding how it will be with you at the judgment day, regarding whether you shall be found in Christ at last or wanting at last. Oh, this great matter, the matter of your soul's salvation. Oh, there's only one way of salvation. It's salvation by grace, and that will be, as the hymn writer says to you, a very charming, a charming sound. But oh, you need to know your interest in him. Your interest in the Saviour's blood. Your pardon signed and peace with God. And the way of God communicating this can be, as in this blessed figurative dialogue, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. I believe this, friends, that the words of the Son of God that he spoke, recorded in the Word of God, will be very, very important to every one of the dear people of God. I think of what he said in his early ministry to his disciples. He said, I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I straitened till it be accomplished? Oh, how we know. And we know what was testified of him by Simeon. Oh, what this child was set for the rise and falling again of many in Israel. Oh, what in the decree of God, the will of God, was so given him to come for, to live his life, to give his own life a ransom for many. Oh, how he had that baptism, and how he stated it, how he made it known, and how he set his face as a flint toward Jerusalem to go there to suffer, bleed and die in his people's room, place, and stead. This is he. Tis he, we sing, tis God's dear son, wrapped in humanity to die. Oh, for crimes. This is what you need to be sure of, and I need to be sure of, that it was for crimes that I have done. And so you need a kiss from the Son of God himself. You need a love token. You need a contact from heaven. You need the Lord to come and favour you today. You need the Lord to do for you what you cannot get, you cannot attain, you cannot find in any other way but the Lord himself coming and giving you to know and taste his love, to know and taste redeeming love. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Notice it's put like this and there's much in it. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Oh, different times, different needs, different ways, different experiences of the way of feeling and knowing and tasting the love of God. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Oh, the sweetest kisses. The sweetest of his kisses is this. Sinner, I have loved thee. I've loved thee well, my child. I love thee well, my child, thou art mine. Oh, let him kiss me. If there's a troubled daughter here with her affliction of sin, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Daughter, go in peace. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Like it was some time back when the dear one of God's dear sons was blessed. Oh, feeling the condemnation of sin, feeling the guilt like the woman taken in adultery. But then the Lord saying, neither do I condemn thee. Oh, friends, let him kiss me. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. You want to know and taste this favour of the love of Christ. You want to know it, you want to feel it, you want to feed upon him, you want to feel the strengthening, you want to feel the favour of God, the love of God, the love of Christ. You do love him. You love him in the want of him. You love him in the need of him. You can say his love, thy love. The love of God the Father, the love of the Son, the love of the Holy Spirit, the love of God, the love of Christ. Thy love is better than wine. When you really are led and exercised by the Spirit to really feel the priority of your need in every way, considering it nothing as important and nothing as such a favour that you need, nothing so fair as Jesus' face. Oh, you need him. Let him kiss me. I believe, friends, with all my heart, I believe I can acknowledge it, I hope humbly by experience, that the reality of real religion is what think you of Christ, and how is it that you're brought to need him? How is it that the Lord in great love has so dealt with you to make you need a precious Christ? Have you known something of the condemnation of the law of God? Have you known something of being brought to feel guilty before God and to know that you cannot in any way amend your ways so as to please God? You are brought to despair of all hope in yourself, and you are troubled as you go on when you have been favoured that you grieve your Lord, you deny him. You are troubled that you are so taken up with things here below in these things of their daily lives and their pathways, their calling, our livelihoods. We're taken up with them so much that we neglect God's great salvation. And the warning that God gives to the dear Apostle Paul in Hebrews with that question, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, this, when it is given us as a warning and we receive it, or when we have delay in our heart, it brings great questions. And oh, the only way of being favoured and restored and blessed, let him kiss me. I need another token. And if you have sinned willfully and solemnly, and we read, there remaineth now no more sacrifice for sins, but a fearful, looking for a judgment and fiery indignation. I do not believe that can ever mean that a child of God who has once tasted the love of God can be lost. But I do believe this, that there is certainly cannot be the enjoyment of the favour, the presence, the company of the Lord until that soul is brought down right now in self-abasement, to plead alone, to plead earnestly again the blood that did for sin atone. Oh, we know, we do believe it, that the blood of Jesus Christ regarding every one of God's people, it cleanseth us from all sin. But oh, how there must be, there will be, there shall be solemnly known much of the Lord's hiding of his face, his displeasure shown. He makes us to feel it. He chastises us, he corrects us, he has his perfect means, his way, purging our dross, bringing us to that place again of absolute despair of all hope in anything but Christ himself. You cry then, give me Christ or else I die. Oh, so now this morning, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. But as I said, the character, friends, has been, by grace, in the secret of some measure of favour of the love of God, the love of Christ. And this is shown too in the further way it's stated here. Because of the savour of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth, therefore do the virgins love thee. If you're having to receive many stripes and under God's chastising rod, this way you will be brought to know and feel the need of the savour of his good ointments. You haven't got them applied yet, but you know what you need and the savour of them, the sacred savour of them. Oh, friends, you have hope. Oh, poor soul, you have hope. You have the blood to plead. I felt it as your dear deacon was pleading the holy blood before the service, as we had had meditations running along these lines. You know what a wonderful thing it is. God's people whom he loves, they know this great favour and secret. They alone, none but them, are by grace brought to know the favour and the need to plead the blood. To plead the blood that did for sin atone. Because of the savour of thy good ointments. Oh, when the Lord comes to heal up the wounds, the time he is set to heal up thy woes, season most sweet his love to disclose. And oh, your case is so urgent, but I believe it's a good exhortation, be patient and steady and wait on him still. Oh, you must wait on him. You cannot give up. You cannot give up. Soul and all is at stake. You do so much need to be continually begging until he comes, until the Son of Righteousness arises with healing in his wings. Oh, when we think of it more in winter time, it's a long dark night. Oh, how the earnestness of the cases regarding their cases, God's children. Oh, they wait for the morning. But they wait for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. Oh, the most important matter, you see. Your soul's salvation. How you stand for time and eternity. How you will be at the judgment day. How it will be. When there my righteous judge shall come to take thy ransomed people home, shall I among them stand? Shall such a worthless worm as I, and he makes you more and more to feel it. You're a worthless worm. Oh, you've got no merit. You've got nothing to glory in. He's making you feel it. He's chastening you to make you feel it. Where there may have been pride rising, the Lord is dealing with him. He's doing away with it. He's stripping you of other lovers. He's causing you to have to leave those other lords and to come and fall down before him. Oh, till falling before thee, thy Lord, thy love name, ascribing the glory to God and the Lamb. Because of the Saviour, something you do know. You do know about. You have felt the sacred odour of. You have felt the favour of in past days. And because of this that you have known, the Saviour of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth. The wounds are not fully healed yet. You still have them. They're very painful. The festering sores of sin are still there. But God is leading you. Oh, this one blessed way. To this one blessed person, the Holy Son of God. He who has suffered the just for the unjust to bring us to God. He who has shed his blood, and he has not shed his blood in vain. He who has paid the price for our redemption. He who has redeemed the church. Oh, the Saviour of thy good ointments. Those blessed moments, rich in blessing, which before the cross I spent, life and health and peace possessing from the sinner's dying friend, the savour of what you have experienced and what you know God has provided. Oh, in his word, the testimony of others, the favour reading, how others have been blessed, how other bad sinners, how other vile, guilty sinners have been blessed, a Mary and a Manasseh's sins, and sins more vile than they the Lord has put away. The savour of thy good ointments. The favour that when you are led to read the word, it becomes food and it does you good. Oh, you are able to feed upon it and receive some encouragement, some raising of hope, thy good ointments. Oh, that which in a blessed way makes one feel to be in need of more earnestly to seek the Lord, to have the application. Oh, but the highest application. The holy blood applied. The remedy for sin. But the savour of thy good ointments, thy name. Thy name is as ointment poured forth. Therefore do the virgins love thee. Oh, when you look upon these that you know in the church of God have been blessed. Oh, they are being made as this, as witnesses by pureness and knowledge and experience, and the Lord by his grace keeps them, and they are given to live and testify of his love. They're still sinners, but to the view of one who is very low, who is very, very much feeling his or her guilt, you look upon others, they are blessed. They are favoured. They love the Lord. Oh, you look at yourself, turn your eyes within. All is dark and vain and wild, filled with unbelief and sin. Can I deem myself a child? But you know, I believe truly every one of God's people will be as virgins ultimately in glory when all the work of grace is done. But they're not. This is a figurative statement, friends. The virgins love thee. Those that are blessed, those that are favoured, those that are made pure, those who are washed in the blood of Christ, those that are clothed in his righteousness. And this is what you want, and if you have had it, you want it renewed. So you're praying. So your heart goes out in desire. So your longing, desire and exercise is, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. Oh, friends, before we come to conclusion this morning, you know, in the Word of God, God does give that wholesome word toward his people taking a little wine for their stomach's sake. We know also there are other substances that are like as honey. Eat honey, for it is good. And the Lord in his word, he has included these things according to his perfect will and wisdom, and they are to be used sometimes blessedly as God uses them in a figurative way for the further teaching and establishment of God's people. Thy love is better than wine. What we know naturally is sometimes benefit by taking a little wine in moderation. And there may be a feeling of some benefit, some strengthening, some settling perhaps of one's mind, and some good, wholesome result from that partaking. It doesn't last. It's only for time. It's only for time. It's only what will do us naturally good. God's love is forever. Oh, I want to leave you this morning on this theme. Thine's an everlasting love, higher than the heights above, deeper than the depths beneath, full and faithful, strong as death, and it will be forever and ever. Oh, the love of God, the love of Christ to sinners, sin-born slaves through grace are winners, the bright celestial throne. Friends, one has been so blessed of late to live in the blessed prospect of it, the blessed holy joy of it, the holy joy and peace in believing, the favour to be able to say, my beloved is mine and I am his. I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine. And that is what I pray for and desire for all God's people, that they might be so blessed and favoured. They might so have the blessed light and liberty of the gospel, joy and peace in believing, and in this and under this great favour they may be able to tell, testify of the love of God, and show the world who they love and who they serve, and testify in the church of God, and so walk in obedience to his commands, put him on by faith and by an open profession be favoured to put him on, and their faith, their hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. He's made to us, like God promised me many years ago, I will make man more precious than fine gold, even a man more than the golden wedge of Ophir. I believe, friends, it's laid in my heart. The Lord has begun to do it for some of you young friends. And he's going to do it. You may be in towers of trial and much you are feeling now a solemn concern because of the arch enemy is so much against you. Your wicked heart in league with Satan. You are having to feel trouble and much concern. But is this not the way? Is this not the reality of what is known and felt by a soul who is born of the Spirit, who is being exercised by and through the favour of grace in them? Oh, they're concerned. They're not where they once were. They're not in the darkness of nature. They're having to live in a sin-cursed world. They're having to go on in journey on day by day. And there are many allurements and there are many things, but your Lord's well aware of it. He knows all about it. He was in all points tempted like as you are, yet without sin. Oh, what a wonderful word that is to us if we are in such exercise. We have not an high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of his people's infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as ye are, yet without sin. Oh, how he intercedes, how he stands between you and the holy God, in garments dyed in blood. Does he instead of you is seen, instead of us is seen when we approach to God? Oh, let him kiss me. Him, my Lord, who is in heaven. I know, I hope, I believe he's there. Risen triumphant o'er the grave, ascended up on high. He's in heaven at God's right hand. He lives no more to die. You, by faith, granted you are able to believe your Lord lives in heaven above. The King of kings, the God of love. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. For thy love is better than wine. One kiss, dear soul, will make you whole. It will. I know it. I know it. I'm a witness of it. One kiss from him will make you whole. But my mind goes to that early psalm where there we read, and we know we need to be careful regarding the Son and the Son of God, but you know, as we think of, as we've sung this morning, the Son of Righteousness, it is, of course, the Son of God, though it is in the figure of the Son in the heavens. Son of Righteousness, arise. In that early psalm, we read this. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry with thee, and thou perish from the way. Oh, we are called. If we've known something of his love, if he has favoured us with a kiss of his love, yes, we need it again, we want more. But he does require us to show our love in return. Oh, we do not want to, in our right mind, anger our loving Lord and Saviour. We do not want to grieve him. We have to confess we grieve him by our sins. But oh, how solemn if we grieve him by our foul and vile requitals of his love. That's something to lay to heart, friends. Because your darkness may be, because you have grieved him through sins of omission. May the Lord help you and help me, if it is so with any one of us, to lay these things to heart. Because I do know and believe the Lord requires much of us. If he's favoured us, of course he doesn't require anything of us to ward us to do toward our salvation. He has done all that's needed in that way. All the wonders of redeeming love. But they who have much forgiven, who have a hope of forgiveness, who have a hope in God's mercy, much is required of them by God. This is why we have the new commandments given of the Lord himself, that we should love one another, we should take up our cross and follow him. We should deny ourselves. We should follow him. We should keep his commandments in obedience to him, to show the proof of our love through what he has done for us, that we may show in love in return to him. How can we expect to be under God's favour? He has done so much for us, we hope, and we are not willing to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow him. Oh, you will need to be begging of the Lord for the strength and grace, the enabling. Maybe it will be given you, I hope it will, one and another who are in such a case, to consider the words of the Apostle Paul. You know how he was wonderfully able to go on through much tribulation, facing much danger, much hurt, and many woundings and so on, prison and so on. But oh, he was able to go on in this way. By the help of God I continue. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. It's that need to ask and beg the Lord for enabling grace, for strength sufficient to be enabled to take up one's cross and follow him as we truly should. May the Lord add his blessing. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amount to £645, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Timothy Rosier is expected to preach on Wednesday evening and Mr. Pack next Lord's Day. And there will be a church meeting on Wednesday after the service. Let us close with hymn 759. Jesus heals the brokenhearted. Oh, how sweet that sound to me. Once beneath my sin he smarted, groaned and bled to set me free. 759.
Dear Lord, do forgive anything they have seen amiss. Do own and bless thy word. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.